It's been another heart-wrenching day in Surfside, Florida, as rescue crews scoured the ruins of the condominium that collapsed early Thursday. The search for survivors continues, with dozens of people still missing. The day also brought news of a warning from 3 years ago. An engineer's report found widespread structural problems in the building. NPR's Brian Mann is in Miami Beach, and he joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Sarah.
Brian, what does this report tell us about the condition of the building before it collapsed?
Well, what it doesn't say, Sarah, is, you know, that there's a clear smoking gun here. We still don't know exactly why this condominium fell, but this report does reveal really granular detail about a building that was in disrepair, not just cosmetically, but real decay in some of the concrete beams, the foundation, really throughout the structure. There were problems that the engineers felt needed to be addressed quickly. This was 3 years ago. Local officials and experts NPR has spoken through the day. They tell us that these warnings did need to be looked at right away. Again, important to say, this investigation is still underway. We still don't have a solid answer. And what's interesting today, officials have also launched an emergency 30-day audit of other older buildings throughout the area, looking to see if there may be other structural deficiencies in other buildings.
And now another day without finding any additional survivors. It must be horrific for families. How are they doing?
Yeah, the emotional strain is just enormous right now. Tina Paul, who's vice mayor of Surfside, was at one of the informational meetings this morning with families. She said people are understandably frustrated by the lack of progress.
It was pretty emotional. People want answers, and they want their loved ones found. And they're thinking that not enough is being done. That was what I heard, is not enough is being done.
Officials here say they are throwing every resource at this, trying to dig through that pile. But Sarah, it's just slow, brutal work.
Yeah, tell us more about that, Brian. I mean, what obstacles are the rescuers facing now?
Yeah, in addition to this unstable, densely packed pile of rubble, there's also this simmering fire that's burning somewhere deep inside, creating this terrible pall of smoke. The mayor of Miami-Dade County, Daniela Levine-Cava, talked about that challenge earlier today.
We created a trench using heavy equipment to try to isolate the fire and continue searching for victims in the part of the pile that we can access.
And that work is so difficult that they're rotating crews quickly. Teams from as far away as Israel and Mexico are helping.
And what else are you hearing there, Brian, from people in the community?
A lot of support, but also just a lot of sorrow. I was down on the beach near the disaster site today, and I met Luz Zenedith Geraldo from South Beach. She said she just came there to pray and to grieve.
I feel so sad about the maybe one survivor in this moment in underground, feel alone, feel maybe no hope.
And again, officials say they do still hold out hope that some survivors might be found in pockets or cavities under the rubble pile. They say they're going to just keep working around the clock to try to make that happen.
NPR's Brian Mann in Miami Beach. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.